1100 KNZZ, news you can depend on.
I'm Libby Pelletier in the KNZZ News Center. COVID-19 cases surging in Mesa County, an all-time one-day record yesterday, 532 positives. Health officials say a surge after the holidays was not unexpected. Hospital admissions are not spiking, a sign the illness is typically milder. They're still urging prevention methods regardless of vaccination status. The District 51 four-year graduation rate up for the second year in a row in 2021. Information from the district and Colorado Department of Education shows 81% of students graduated last year, the number up from 80.2% the year before. Assistant Superintendent Brian Hill says the increase is due in no small part to the district having minimal disruptions in in-person learning. Mesa County Clerk Tina Peters says she'll make an announcement about her political future tomorrow. Peters has been on the outside of elections looking in since she was removed as the county's designated election official last year. Secretary of State Jenna Griswold has made an offer to restore Peters' authority if she agrees to a strict set of criteria. No details in an early morning shooting in Clifton yesterday. Mesa County Sheriff's investigators say it happened in the Cliffview neighborhood near 32 and F Roads. One person was taken to the hospital with gunshot wounds. No word on their condition. The husband of a woman shot and killed by a Delta County Sheriff's deputy during a traffic chase last April has filed suit, saying neither the deputy nor his sergeant should work in law enforcement again. Both were cleared of criminal action in the shooting of Paige Schmidt Pierce. The Montrose Press says the suit claims the officer's actions constituted felonious killing. I'm Libby Pelletier in the News Center.